through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes. In the name of Allah, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about never to humiliation. It's Muharram 1445, and it's the month that is special for the Imam al-Hussein. Never say yes to the humiliation.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 15th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 2nd of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Some important points of Chapter Al-Fajr, verses 15 to 20. But before that, we'll listen to the verses and we enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, "My Lord has honored me." But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me."
كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وتحبون المال حبا جما.
And you love wealth with immense love.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After mentioning man's trial by blessing and disaster, the Holy Quran directs our attention to the fourth great examination in which these sinful people failed. The examinations are about the treatment toward orphans, feeding the needy, devouring the lawful and unlawful interests of inheritance, and finally the trial of gathering wealth without any regard for the limits. It is interesting to note that all these trials are momentary, and if one passes the financial trials, other trials will be easy for him. It is the wealth of this world that causes faith to decay, and the greatest faults found in human beings are based on this. Never to humiliation. And Imam al-Hussein was the great teacher for this lesson. Many people visited Imam al-Hussein and reproached him for his resistance. They were not bad or unimportant people. Some of them were among the leading figures of Islam, but they misinterpreted the situation or were dominated by their worldly frailties. However, Imam al-Hussein resisted, was not dominated, and all those who followed and accompanied him were winners in the spiritual fight. The mother who sent her young child to this battlefield with pride and contentment, the young person who forsook the worldly pleasures of life, the elderly individuals like Habib ibn Mazahir, who forsook the comforts of their elderly ages, the brave commander who was an important person of the enemy's army at first, Horeb ibn Yazid Riyahi, and abandoned his important position.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, distinguished listeners of Arab English Radio, and our fellow advocates for human dignity, assalamu alaikum, and most welcome. I'm here with you today to talk about a pressing issue that affects us all. The need to say no to humiliation. It is our collective responsibility to stand up against humiliation, whether we witness it in our personal lives, workplaces, or communities. Being indifferent, being inattentive to the humiliation that happens in our society and environment around us. So it is an oppression by itself. So we have to stand up and we have to stand firm in front of this this wicked act. By speaking out, supporting victims, and promoting a culture of respect, we can create a ripple effect that will lead to a more inclusive and compassionate society. So saying no to humiliation is just a slogan. It is a call to action. We must recognize the damaging effects of humiliation, promote empathy and understanding, prioritize education, establish clear policies, and take personal responsibility for creating a more respectful and inclusive world. Together, we can build a society where every individual is treated with the dignity they deserve.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. How did Imam al-Hussein react to Yazid?
Dear brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein did not mean to start a war, and therefore he took his family and left Medina for Mecca. Yazid knew that Imam had a significant impact on Muslims' decisions and was afraid that Imam's decision would spread among the Muslims and lead to their uprising against him. Thus, he sent his people to bring the Imam and to take his allegiance. Imam left Medina for Kufa and then to Karbala. He was surrounded by the massive army of Yazid and had to choose. Should he have paid allegiance by force, and teach a lesson to people that all he did to stand against oppression and injustice was wrong, or should he have done what he did? This is today's special, Remembering Death in the Movement of Imam al-Hussein by Embracing Martyrdom. That is the result, remembering death. Longing for martyrdom, which is a result of remembering death, is extremely intertwined with every moment of the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. One of the amazing results of remembering the fact that everyone will someday die is that it makes one realize how great a pity it is that one should die bedridden from an illness when they can die willingly in the way of Allah. Such an individual will join the ranks of the martyrs. Furthermore, this issue shows us why the Imam embraced martyrdom with grace, eagerness, and he saw it as a lofty honor, for there is no greater honor than dying in the way of Allah. This was also why he feared nothing, not even death, and one who does not fear death and is, in fact, eager for it will not fear anything else in this world. The martyrdom of such a person will also inspire the entire mankind all throughout history. There is a tradition from Imam al-Hussein which states, "Be aware, the color of death is set upon the necks of the children of Adam, just like a necklace which is always worn by the young girls. My eagerness is seeing my relatives who have passed away is much like the eagerness of Jacob towards seeing Joseph."
The way in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, dealt with his beloved grandson was exceptional. No one can deny that. During his final moment, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, was passing away, it's a difficult moment. Imam al-Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, they come and they lie on the Prophet's chest. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, he comes and he wants to remove them from the Prophet's chest because the Prophet was passing away. He did not want his two sons to have any difficulty on the Prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, "Ya Ali, please don't keep them on my chest. Let them lie on my chest. Do not remove them." And the Arab poet, what does he say in speaking to Al-Imam Al-Hussein? He says, "One day on the chest of the Holy Prophet, and one day on the plains of Karbala." When you examine how the Prophet treated Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, realize his greatness. Realize that your mind can never grasp the greatness of the Imam alayhi salam. This should serve as a small window to comprehending the greatness of this man. And why is it that after 14 centuries we continue to commemorate the tragedy of this amazing Imam? Everything that has to do with Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is exceptional. Everything. For example, when you examine the river of Furat by which the Imam alayhi salam was slaughtered and massacred, the narrations of Ahlul Bayt tell us that there is no river, there is no water more blessed than the river of Furat. Drinking this water increases your love for the Imam alayhi salam and for the Ahlul Bayt. And this water has the power of healing. Another narration tells us that every night an angel descends and he takes a heavenly musk, this, you know, fragrant smell from paradise, and he pours it into the river of Furat. And you know, even historically, this river has been the most blessed river in history.
That was all for today's special on the title of Never to Humiliation. Inshallah, that would be a practical slogan and, of course, an important goal for all our life. Please remember us in your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.